wonderful to see you all here. I'm turning around and I'm looking at the Supreme Court of our land, or of the United States, and it says equal justice under law. There is no equal justice under law. Guantanamo Bay is a prison that was created after the fact that houses that imprisons Muslim and Arab men exclusively. These men do not have equal justice under the law, and the men in the United States domestically who are faced with terrorism detentions and prosecutions also don't have equal justice under the law. And today I'm thinking of Jamal Amezian. He is represented by the Center for Constitutional Rights. I've spent most of my days for at least the last 2 years thinking of this man. I want to tell you just a couple of words about him before closing. Jamal Amezian is an Algerian. He's in his 40s. I've seen his pictures over the years. He's been aging at Guantanamo. He's been held now for 10 years without charge or trial. He's unjustly held. He should never have been there. It's extremely clear that this is a man who should never have been in Guantanamo. The government itself acknowledges that he has never committed any act of violence. He himself has said he has never, ever picked up anything except a pen and a paintbrush. He paints, and I hope soon in New York and perhaps across this country, we can show the work that he's been doing, the paintings that he's been doing at Guantanamo, shreds of his humanity that we can see that we now have access to. So he must be set free. He must be resettled. He's afraid of going back to Algeria where he fled during the violence there. He went to Afghanistan. He was kicked out of Austria. There was a right-wing government that came in 1995 and didn't renew his visa. He ended up in Canada, and he's a French speaker, and then he was denied asylum there, and he was desperate, and he didn't want to go back to Algeria. He was very much afraid, and he ended up in Afghanistan. The American bombs started falling during the war. He fled towards the borders, and he was picked up and sold for a bounty to the U.S. Army. That's why he's in Guantanamo. This must end.
Shame,
indeed shame. And it will mean so much to him that we'll be able to tell him that all of you were here, that he's been remembered, that his photograph is visible, and that that you all here are committed to making sure that him and all those who've been unjustly detained are free. And I've been given this poem to close with. It's by Osama Hassan Abu Kabir. He was a Jordanian man detained at Guantanamo until 2007. And when I read his words, and hopefully you can read them with me, I think of Jamal Amezian because these words ring true to him as well. So we can try to do this open mic style and see how this goes. So, is it true?
Is it true?
Is it true that the grass grows again after rain?
Is it true that the grass grows again after rain?
Is it true that the flowers will rise up in the spring?
Is it true that the flowers will rise up in the spring?
Is it true that birds will migrate home again?
Is it true that the birds will migrate home again?
Is it true that the salmon swim back up their stream?
Is it true that the salmon swim back up their stream?
Is it true?
This is true.
This is true.
This is true.
These are all miracles.
These are all miracles.
But is it true that one day we'll leave Guantanamo Bay?
But is it true that one day we'll leave Guantanamo Bay?
Is it true that one day we'll go back to our homes?
Is it true that one day we'll go back to our homes?
I sail in my dreams.
I sail in my dreams.
I am dreaming of home.
I am dreaming of home.
To be with my children. Each one part of me.
Each one part of me.
To be with my wife and the ones that I love.
To be with my wife and the ones that I love.
To be with my parents.
To be with my parents.
My world's tenderest hearts.
My world's tenderest hearts.
I dream to be home, to be free from this cage.
I dream to be home, to be free from this cage.
But do you hear me, O Judge?
But do you hear me, O Judge?
Do you hear me at all?
Do you hear me at all?
We are innocent.
We are innocent.
We've committed no crime.
We've committed no crime.
Set me free.
Set me free.
Set us free.
Set us free.
If anywhere still.
If anywhere still.
Justice and compassion remain in this world.
Justice and compassion remain in this world.
On On this 10th anniversary, I trust that that none of us here will forget these words.
That none of us here will forget these words.
I trust that none of us will forget Jamal Amezian.
I trust that none of us will forget Jamal Amezian.
And I trust that none of us will stop fighting.
And I trust that none of us will stop fighting.
To shut down Guantanamo.
To shut down Guantanamo.
And all unjust detentions.
And all unjust detentions.
Until the last man is free.
Until the last man is free.
Oh, men at Guantanamo and oh, boys, but until the last man and woman is free indeed in unjust detentions, and until the torture and abuses which they have suffered are that there's accountability for such abuses. Thank you all, and onwards.
This is terrific. Take word of this remarkable day back into your community.